Ladies and gentlemen around the world, it gives me great pleasure to present the founding president. We spoke about the founding head of school. We spoke about the founding principal. We even spoke about the founding assistant principal. Rabbi Sonniker is really the founding assistant principal. Right? Yeah, why not? Give him the founding. But now we have the founding president sporting an Or Yisrael of Tenafly Kippa on his head, and that is the great Dr. Joe Rosazada. Boker Tov, Joe, and Shana Tova to you.
Shana Tova. Good morning, Nachum. Good morning, the staff. Thank you for being here. Really, really appreciate that you guys, I know you wake up early as it is, but to travel also is another hour at least. So I really do appreciate that you guys are here.
Look, it's no secret. One of the reasons you're happy that we're here is because you want more and more people to know about this school. And you've spent a lot of time over the last 2 years telling people about this dream of Or Yisrael and now the reality of Or Yisrael. I don't know if Rabbi Friedman came to you first. I don't know if there's something that you had discussed with him like he had discussed with the Rabbi Sonniker for the last 30 years. But can you take us before the 2 years ago? Can you take us to the real genesis of this project?
Sure. So let me start with one thing before I even go there.
Sure.
As far as Sephardim are concerned, we say every single Saturday night during our Havdalah, we say Hasliach Limudei Chanuchenu, like to teach our kids, right? It's very important.
Be successful.
Successful
in
us as parents and as Rebbeim, as teachers, as educators, to be successful.
Right.
Not only that, but now during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the same thing. You know, Hashem opened up the gates of us teaching the kids and getting them to grow and grow higher and higher and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really, bottom line, is the end goal of as a parent to a child. If you look at the Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, our forefathers, that's all they did for us. We should get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I was, when I was talking to Rabbi Friedman, it's been like for years and back and forth, but it never got really tachlit until I was sitting at home during Corona, really, like during COVID, and I was just sitting in my room and I was just thinking, I said, like, we have to do something. Like, these kids we're wasting a lot of good energy that could be used for these kids. The kids could grow, could do well, as long as we put them in the right path and we do that, I think, we could grow. And that's when really the whole thing started. It was really like 1, 2, 3, like in 2, 3 months, we really put everything together.
Well, I was just going to say, if in March 2020, Corona started.
Exactly. It was April.
By June, this was a real reality.
Absolutely. And, Baruch Hashem, one thing that Rabbi Friedman, like when he puts his head into something and he says, this is what I'm going to do, is what's going to happen.
Why Tenafly, or just because this was
so
space
we're looking,
in a building?
We're looking everywhere, really, in the tri-state. We're
oh, it
really
could have
looking.
Been anywhere.
It could have been anywhere, right. But then Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Shane agreed, and
nice relationship with Chabad here,
and we needed somewhere to be established a little bit, so we did. And where we're sitting here, this Beis Medrash, I think Baruch Hashem is amazing. I'm telling you, in July, it was a mess. There was nothing here. Imagine this, and doing this in 3 to 4 weeks, we transformed this whole building into something.
Well, one of the things that we
storage room.
That's what it was.
This was a
one of the things we joked about was the last time Rabbi Friedman was on the air was to talk about construction of a Beit Midrash, and now another construction of a beautiful Beit Midrash.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
And dedicated, of course, to the memory of your father and in honor of your wonderful mother, who we all know.
Yes.
And the Rosazada family, obviously, with a very big role here at Or Yisrael in Tenafly, New Jersey. So, I've asked everyone this question this morning, even the student who was with us. You see it go from a small handful to 70 students in such a short period of time. You must have been nervous or had some fear that this may not get here this quickly, no?
For sure. I mean, look, in everything that you do, even in business, in any endeavor any risk, anything that you put, but obviously you know me and whatever, it's up all to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it this here. I cannot tell you the reason why or yes and no, whatever it is, but really have to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that as long as you're doing the right thing and as long as you're doing your shtalut, as you know, then Hashem is going to help you. And we believe that we are doing service to Klal Yisrael by having a school like this. And I'm telling you, like, this place is good for any student. I'm not going to tell you, oh, you have to pick this type of student, that type of student. No. Anybody could be amazing. As you know, like we have the top shiur, and Rabbi Zupnik comes, which is a top shiur. I'm telling you, like that shiur is like unbelievable, top shiur. And then we have, you know, for kids that really want to know, why am I putting on tefillin? Like, what is the reason? And we have every single different type of event. Like, you know, like it was funny because like this past year, like, you know, we had to grow the staff from 3-4, whatever. We have 4 last, whatever, now to like almost 10. And like, you know, like every single person that Rabbi Freeman brought was better and better than the next. Like, I'm impressed with every single one of those hires, and every single one of those hires care a tremendous amount with these kids. I play basketball with them overnight. You know, like, think about it. On a Thursday night, which high school kids are going to come play ball and after ball go to Shar Yashov for a kumzitz or listen to a shir? And this is what they want to do. This is fun. This is what I want to do. Every single kid that you ask for, it's a problem. They say, we don't want snow days. We want to come into school. We don't want. I'm telling you, it's unheard of. It really is. But that's the mamish, the truth. That's
and it
what's
goes
happening.
From the top students, the ones who are able to excel, all absolutely. The way to the ones who are struggling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's all because, again, just showing them love. And that's really bottom line. That's what it is. Like, you know, and it's been really, really a good ride so far. Bezat Hashem should continue for many, many years. And I'm really proud of all the Rebbeim, all the students, everything that goes on in here. We're doing it, I think, with 100% of our heart.
Dr. Joe Rosazada is the founding president of Or Yisrael here in Tenafly, New Jersey. We're hoping that she'll be here before 9 o'clock, but if not, we have to mention Lori Rosazada. In addition to being your wife, you might want to say she's co-president of Or Yisrael of Tenafly, New Jersey.
For sure. You know, like everything that she, Baruch Hashem, she puts her hand to also, she really, from A to Z, like, you know, like, oh, there's an orientation. Oh, did you, you know, like those things, the small things that like a guy might not think of. Oh, the food, the tablecloth, this and that, whatever.
It's just, even a male president would think of it.
So everything, like, that's what's happening, and it's really so nice to have her on my side and have it on the school side, that she really cares. And you know, she drives the boys here every single morning, and it's a pleasure for her. Like, you know, like, it's a pleasure to come.
Oh,
and it's
phenomenal. Get her in here.
There you go.
How do you like that? We should have been talking about Mashiach because Joe's been talking about Lori, and Lori walks in here to JM in the AM. By the way, before we introduce Lori, one thing I want to ask you, Joe, and we'll give her a chance to settle in here. You have a problem, because if you grow from 20 to 70 in the snap of a finger, you're going to need a facility that could probably, I guess, or I Freeman would agree with me, house between 100 and 150 students sometime in the next year or so, right, or even more. He's signaling even more. Rabbi Sonniker saying even more, getting you into further trouble. So when one builds a school, it's not just the staff that you described. And believe me, I agree with you. We have some impressive names here. Yeah. But it's also an infrastructure that you're going to have to worry about
absolutely.
Going forward.
Absolutely. You understand. I know Rabbi Freeman does not sleep nights about it. I don't sleep nights about it because it's a good problem to have, but it's a tough problem to have because we really like grew Baruch Hashem so fast that now like we had to think about a building ASAP, like literally, like every single second now, from now to like, you know, for 2-3 months, because then we'll have to get it ready or whatever it is. So we are definitely desperately looking for a place. And Bezat Hashem, like, you know, we have to, you know, like, there's no way, there's no room, you know, like we have Baruch Hashem 70, and the more kids are coming and they want to come in. And how do I say no to some of these kids?
But you know, we've had some success here.
Yeah.
Last week, we spoke to Liora Teji on the air, and she was raising money for the scooters they need in Yerushalayim at $8,000 a scooter. And a listener called her and said that they'd like to dedicate one. So I'm saying the following. If someone out there has a building and you want to contact Ray Freeman or Dr. Rosazada with the possibility of the yeshiva moving into a larger building, they want to hear from you.
You never know.
They want to hear from it. And it could be anywhere in New York or New Jersey, right?
Anywhere in the area.
Lori Rosazada is co-president of Or Yisrael of Tenafly. Lori, great to see you, and Shana Tova to you.
Shana Tova.
Is that your main role, reminding Joe that the orientation needs needs to have some snacks and that there are a lot of procedural matters that he's probably not thinking of that you make sure to remind him about?
I try to help in any way I can.
I can imagine. What are your impressions? Your boys are here, so you could speak as a parent in addition to being the quote-unquote co-president. What can you tell us about Or Yisrael?
I, like, almost have no words. That's the truth. When they said they wanted to open the school, I thought they were nuts. I'm like, you know, I thought my kids were happy where they were. And I always thought my kids were happy kids. But I see that they have this spark in them now. All my kids. I had three last year in different grades.
Oh, wow.
And they all just, they're such happy kids inside.
Well,
now.
We spoke to Ikey earlier. He's now in Nativ.
He's
in Reishit. I apologize. Yeah. I'm getting all my schools mixed up. He's in Reishit. And we know that David is also in Reishit.
Yep.
And now you have, who do you have here now?
I have Rami.
And Rami's here.
Yeah, Yitzi's also in Reishit.
Right.
The three
Yitzi,
of them are
sure.
there.
And Rami's here on the spot.
Rami and Reuben are here.
Are both here.
They're both here. And they can't wait to get here every day. I drive them here. Last year, you know, we didn't know how they were going to get here.
Right.
And I'll drive them. You know, it's a drive. And once I started driving them, I didn't want to find them a driver. The love, they're so excited to come. And we just, that time, like, I wouldn't give up. That's the truth. And I've never seen that before. The kids just, you know, I've had the honor of meeting a lot of their friends. The truth is I'm so proud of my kids. You know, they left their school where they were. They came here not knowing anybody. They did it on their own. We didn't force them. They came. And I've met their friends. Many friends have always come to our home.
Yeah.
I get to meet them.
Children are attracted to friends with the same values as them.
And they're like a family. The
right.
whole school is like a family. It doesn't matter what grade they're in. And, you know, you're not always, you know, going to be friends with everyone.
Right.
But the midot that the kids have in the school, I've never seen anywhere. Everybody's
Children.
Included, you know, and it's such a beautiful thing to say. And the truth is, I'm indebted and I'm really proud of Rabbi Friedman, of my brother, for seeing this vision and all that he can do for each and every student. I've seen firsthand. It's not just during the hours of school. Every single Rebbe here is there for the kids. And I think that's the secret of the school. That's the truth, is that in any school, you need to make an appointment with the principal, with the, you know, guidance counselor, whatever it is. And high school kids go through so much. And any little thing that, you know, is bothering them inside here, you just talk to it and it doesn't bottle up. And the next day, they're ready for a great day. And I see the Rabbeim, Rabbi Friedman, firsthand all day with the boys, talking to them. At night, I've seen him drive kids places. And there's no other place like it. And I'm so proud and I'm grateful to be a part of it, really.
You know, I apologize for interrupting you before, but it's a point I want to make based on what you're saying to the parents out there, especially this time of year. Children are attracted to friends with the same values. And people need to know that about their kids. We need to know that about our children. When you talk about other boys coming to the house and you're impressed by their midos, et cetera, it's because these are the types of kids,
yeah,
thank God, that your children attract. And people need to remember that. You know, people don't always, as much as we talk about the, you know, falling in with this crowd or that crowd, people need to know that kids usually gravitate to those who come from the same background and the same values. Both Lori and Joe Rosazada are here. Dr. Rosazada, I've been told that in the office there's a picture of Rabbi Trenk on the wall. Now, the reason I mention it, and I'm saying this to the audience, and there it is, and the reason I mention it is because, we could ask Rabbi Friedman the same question, is because there was no symbol of greater love for Talmidim than Rabbi Trenk. In fact, the book is actually called, right? I forgot the title, but I know it has the word love in it, right? Just love them, right? That's what he said, that all you need to do is love them. Forget about all the different mechanics that one needs to be a Rebbe. You just have to love the Talmidim. So I guess that's a good role model for the Rebbeim here, and they follow it according to what you're telling us.
Absolutely. Every single Rebbe here, I'm telling you, like, they care about. At 2 o'clock in the morning, sometimes, like, I'm, you know, like, I see the kids are up. I go to them and I say, what's going on? What?
Why your mind is connected.
Yeah,
they say, you know, like, they're on the chat with the Rebbeim, not with other friends, with the Rebbeim. They're on the chat with them and talking about different things, different what's happening, you know, like anything that's bothering them. And they do it as a group, which is really, really nice. They have a WhatsApp group with the Rebbeim, and it's so nice to see that they really have such a relationship with them. You know, my son Ikey still till today calls Rabbi Kopperman and Rabbi Honing from last year almost every other day, maybe at least once a week, and talks to them. During the summer, that's what they did. They learned. And it wasn't just Ikey, it was all their students. And Nachum, I must say that, you know, our secular education is also, like, you know, I care about secular education.
I was just going to say, very important to you. That's not a joke.
And it's not a joke. So I really do take it seriously. And, you know, like, everything that we are trying to do is we're trying to get that education as high as possible. At the same time, you know, like, I don't want them to repeat, tell me, oh, what did Rashi say? What did Rashi say about, you know, on the first Gemara of Baba Metzia? Tell me, and then put it on a test, and then tomorrow you forgot about it, and you finish, and you go on. But where is that love for that Torah? And that's really the whole essence of the school, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love learning, but at the same time get the highest education, even in secular. You know, the goal is, we want people, if we want kids to finish in 3 years. You know, no other school will tell you this. I'm going to tell you. Get to Israel. Start your life as long as you can and as long as you can do it.
As long as it makes sense.
As long as it makes sense to you. Like, you know, like, we encourage that. You could finish in 3 years, all your secular education, and get your diploma and get your, you know, we encourage it. We're not sitting back, because that, we believe that that's the best thing for every single child.
Lori, you wanted to add? I saw.
No, I just wanted to say, I was listening to Mrs. Dahan before, and I agree that Ike, the school instilled in the boys, like, they're so far ahead. And Ike's in a different school than Jacob, but they're so prepared and so ahead of, you know, Shana Aleph boy, and it's really thanks to the school.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
One more thing. Sure. I just want to say that, you know, the whole idea is, again, you know, when you go to Israel, the three months, it takes you 3-4 months to get into learning. I'm telling you, the kids that I've spoken to that came here and graduated in Israel, they're having a hard time. You know why, Nachum? I tell you, it's crazy. They're having a hard time because all of their friends are hanging out, and they're not up to that. They want to go and, you know, go to Tel Aviv for Shabbat, and these kids, you know, all the kids that came from here, they saying, we don't want to hang out. We're better than that already. Why? Because they got that education here. They got that essence. So we have a problem now in Israel, because now we're sending our kids to Israel. I mean, it's, again, the first year, so hopefully that will continue. But these kids they want to get into learning right away. So what we believed in, we did. These kids are ready to learn as soon as they get to Israel. And that's that's the best thing I could tell you about the school. That's the, you know, that we're doing something correct, because these kids don't know what to do, because they don't want to hang out with the other kids that went to the, you know, like, that are not into that level, because they need that 3 months.
They're hanging out with them. They just don't want to go to certain places. Right. Like, they're just past that now.
So,
well, I take this opportunity, number one, to wish you both a mazal tov, because Or Yisrael is now a real entity.
Yeah,
with a lot of students, great Rabbeim.
Not until we get a first win, basketball or hockey, okay? Then you can come talk to me.
Does he mean championship, or he means one game, Rabbi Friedman? What does he mean? You know, with him, you're not sure. Not sure if he means championship or one game, but we'll find out soon enough when the season starts.
That's right.
But I wish you both a mazel tov on this accomplishment, and I wish you both a continued success, hatzlacha, and of course, the best for your incredible family. Your family was one described earlier. Rabbi Friedman did a good job at this. He described it as one that, and the truth is, his remarks were underwhelming, and he knows it, because it's impossible to really give the picture. But what you do for the community, and so many aspects of the community, and so many places in the community worldwide, is simply remarkable.
Thank you so much.
And it's much appreciated by people like me and many others. So to Lori and Joe Rosazada, a Gemar Chasima Tova, a Shana Tova Umetuka, and the best of the Rosazada family. And thank you for inviting us here today. I felt that this was the week to talk about a school, a yeshiva like Or Yisrael. We're almost at Erev Yom Kippur. This is the time. It's a new start, and it's really a remarkable place.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
A pleasure. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition, almost Erev Yom Kippur at JM in the AM.